Huck.
How you doing?
Hey.
Good. How's it going?
Good. Y'all can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, welcome to San Antonio, Texas, sort of.
Thanks.
I'm rolling tape already. The new song, Defy You, on the Orange County soundtrack. We're playing the crap load out of it. But what is the status of recording a new Offspring album?
Well, we kind of just got off touring. I guess it was a few months ago now, but we toured almost all last year, and we needed to take just a little time off to kind of recharge, and we're writing new songs. So.
Right. The waves have been really good lately, so we've been surfing a lot, you know, but the swell can't last, so I figure eventually we'll start getting to work again.
That's right. Record contract, schmeckered contract.
That's right, man.
Well, I think we're going to get a record out this year, probably. We're kind of amped up about doing some new songs.
So right now, everything's pretty much in the writing process, and nobody's really traded tapes and said, hey, check out this riff or anything like that?
Kind of just writing right now. I mean, we did this one song, which was for this the soundtrack for the movie Orange County, but I think that'll go on the next record. But besides that, we don't have a whole lot.
Actually,
yet.
Dexter was just showing me a very nice C-sharp minor riff now.
Okay, yeah, it was in C minor, which is one of the saddest of all keys.
That's right.
All right, one last question about a future new album. Is there any one thing that you want to take into the recording process that maybe you haven't taken into the recording process before?
Acid, maybe.
Really?
Maybe LSD. Yeah, LSD.
You mean lysergic acid derivatives?
With the little Betty Boop on the front? Or Fred Flintstone?
It's going to be the Sgt. Pepper's record.
We've
been talking a lot about doing our Sgt. Pepper's. We haven't done it yet.
It's about time.
So. Okay. I read once in an article that each of the band members travels to each of the shows in a very unique way. Sometimes. I've heard that there have been airplanes involved, Winnebagos, all kinds of stuff. Can you elaborate or just clarify me on that?
Well, it's actually a Coachman Catalina, not a Winnebago.
Okay. My apologies.
Yeah.
Grandpa camper, basically.
That's right, basically, yeah.
Noodles, that's Noodles' preferred mode of travel. And I think it's cute. I
don't know. It's cute.
That's how he goes. And Greg and Ron usually go on the bus. And a lot of times I like to fly, so I'll take a plane.
What kind of plane?
It's a Citation. That's what it's called. It's like a little jet.
Either that or the Soviet MiG that you got on the Czechoslovakian black market, right? That's pretty fun.
Yeah, a little Red Baron.
Yeah, actually, we did, you know, the last leg of the tour was U.S. tour, mostly all West Coast, and actually up into Canada as well. But the tour before that was this really brutal, horrible tour of Europe that was just, I mean, we were bouncing from Barcelona to Finland, Helsinki, and then back down to Switzerland.
Which is far.
Oh, it was just, yeah. For you geography majors out there.
Yeah.
It was really crazy, and we were just burnt out. We got home, we all just decided to kind of do our own thing on this last tour. It was a perfect, you know, none of the distances were too long, so it was a perfect one for me to drive my little camper on. And
you got to figure out how to make touring fun sometimes.
That's right. Do something different.
It can be grueling.
I've learned to appreciate that from having the opportunity to interview many bands. Idle Hands, the movie, you made a cameo in that. Any other plans for the band to be involved in the movie process or TV industry for any reason whatsoever?
Well,
you know, Spielberg's been calling me, but you know, I don't feel the need to return his calls.
I would love to do some acting. I wanted to be in the last Planet of the Apes movie, but I don't know.
Oh,
they said I didn't. I don't know. Too blonde or something like that. I don't know. I didn't have the right look.
Anything would have been better than Mark Wahlberg. I didn't like that movie at all. I just didn't care for it. You're not missing anything. Porn's a lot better. Let me tell you.
I bet.
Oh, it obviously is. Over the years, The Offspring has covered songs from The Damned, Dead Kennedys, Ramones. I've even seen some live bootlegs with the Nirvana cover. Is there any one song that each of you would like to tackle in the future just to say, I did that song?
I think the 1812 Overture.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Tough one.
Yeah. I want to play the Cannons.
That would be fun. We did a couple songs actually with the singer of the Dead Kennedys, Jello Biafra, mm-hmm. Live a few different times, like in the span of a week or whatever. And that was kind of like the high point for me of just about anything, because they were totally my idols, and I love that band. So doing that, especially with Jello singing and stuff, was really great.
So you would say the experience with Jello is better than the experience with Vanilla Ice?
Well, that's tough.
That's a tough call.
Apples and oranges. I don't know. equally good in their own way.
Actually, Rob, Rob Van Winkle, that guy was amazing. He came out and was just on from the word go.
I don't know if the listeners out there know what was going on, but yeah, there was a line in Pretty Fly about Vanilla Ice, and we did the song live once and actually stopped the song right there, and Vanilla Ice came out and started doing Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah,
and,
we did a couple bars
It was funny. I mean, we were crying.
He was on it. I mean, he's just really good at what he does.
Yeah.
More power to him. Have you heard any word from your million-dollar winner, Ashley Hitchcock? Kept in touch at all?
Well, we've had trouble finding her, and I don't know. We've had mixed reports. I actually heard from our webpage guy that she wasn't doing so well, and she had it kind of ruined her life. You know,
right. She was arrested with a few of the members of Slipknot while they were on tour somewhere in Louisiana or something.
No, we really heard that she had like run away from home. Most of the money was gone. Everyone in school hated her. The girls thought that she was trying to steal their boyfriends, and it was really a mess.
Wow.
They actually accused her of trying to buy her boyfriends.
Wow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You bastards. You've ruined a young girl.
I know.
What can be found? What's some interesting things found on the Offspring tour rider?
I don't know. We usually, bring our own weird stuff. I don't know.
Weird stuff.
I don't know. You use Pedialyte for hangovers. Do you even drink?
Oh, yeah, we drink.
Oh, right.
We just usually drink through the hangovers.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
I don't know.
I feel like we're not really doing very well with this question, actually.
Yeah.
I think we kind of blown it on this one. Can we edit this one out?
We can edit this one out. It is gone.
Can you fast forward to where we're funny again?
We had nothing for that, yeah.
We'll go back to the young girl you destroyed. I'm talking. I had some listeners call me this afternoon and submit some questions. So Deanna on the northwest side of town read an article once where your bassist Greg had mentioned that if the next album, whatever it may be, doesn't do better than Conspiracy of One, the band may consider calling it quits. Is that just overhyped in the media, or is there any actual truth to that?
I think that's the way Greg really feels.
Bye, Greg.
It's like, what's in it for me? That's pretty much Greg's philosophy. And if it ain't happening for him, he's gone. He's just out. Bam. But
well, it was a small town paper, and I think they probably took it a little bit out of context and stuff. I mean, I think the way we've always approached the band is that we do it because it's fun, and that's why we did it for 10 years before anything happened. And we've been lucky to have it last this long. And as long as it stays fun, we'll continue to do it. And if it wasn't fun, then I think we would quit. But we're having a good time.
Very good. Now, this kind of leads into my last question from another listener. His name is Zenus, and he wanted to know, how many times has the band had potential breakups, if at all?
Oh, man. With at least once a leg of touring, so...
Once per leg of touring?
Yeah, once per leg of touring. And we do, we'll break a year of touring up into, eight, nine legs? So, yeah.
I think there are times, for sure, when everyone gets a little bit sick of it. Sometimes a couple people are sick of it at the same time and stuff. But we've never really sat down and say, we're all going to quit, I don't think.
Right.
But I think it crosses everyone's mind from time to time, and natural.
And honestly, I think, the four of us are like brothers at this point, and we really do enjoy doing what we do in this band, whether it's playing live or recording. And I don't know that there's ever been a time where we're arguing about the stuff and somebody ever threatened to quit or we ever threatened to kick anybody out. It's never been like that. I think early on there were times when I know I was thinking just because my life was going nowhere that I might have to switch tacks.
But. Noodles did quit, actually, early on.
I don't remember ever actually quitting. I know that I talked about maybe joining the service and,
All right.
But luckily, we got him back.
I got one final question for you because I'm running out of time. During one tour, you had Blow Up Dolls that you beat the hell out of. They were Backstreet Boy or NSYNC, whatever gay band it was. Is there any other band out there right now or any other music that you would like to have a Blow Up Doll and beat it up?
Oh, there's lots.
Okay, I won't make you get into
pretty much. Well, I don't know. There's pretty much anything in the country genre.
Remember that band White Lion?
Man, unfortunately, I do. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got it coming. Yeah. They got it coming. It's been a long time.
All right, guys. Thank you for your time today. And my time is up here.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, man. Y'all have a good day.
Okay,
you too.